Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Voit. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Mark Newfield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tim Unroe. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Voit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newfield hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Zerillo trying to get to second. Coomer throws to second, with Mears covering, who tags Zerillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coomer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Unruh is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Unruh takes first base on ball 4. Mieske moves to second. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett takes first base on ball 4. Mieske moves to third. Unruh moves to second. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Voigt is 0 for 1 in the game. Voigt hits a line drive towards right. Lawton catches it and throws to home to double up Mieske. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Newfield hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Unruh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Unruh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unruh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stinnett hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Voigt is 0 for 2 in the game. Voigt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Unroh scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Newfield hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske, who is chasing the ball. Steinbach reaches third base with a triple. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Scott Starhoviak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Unroe, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Unroe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Unroe takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Kelly Stinnett. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Unroe. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Unroe steals second. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett's for the out. Unroe moves to third. Two outs. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Jack Voit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Jose Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Matheny now catching. Matt Mieske now playing left field. Jeremy Burnett's now playing right field. Bob Wickman now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cordova. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Cordova steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Newfield strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Unroh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.